Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «эй», «эф» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
If you ask me, I think guinea pigs are perfect pets. To begin with, they're just cute. They do look adorable. I have never met a person who doesn't find them pretty. Moreover, guinea pigs are very friendly. Normally, they won't bite you unless you scare or hurt them by accident. Well, sometimes they'll nibble on your fingers if you have vegetables in your hand, but it's usually an accident. Finally, they're pretty easy to take care of. Just remember to have 2 of them.
Speaker B.
In my opinion, guinea pigs are cute, but you should remember that they need a lot of exercise. They need somewhere to walk, as an exercise wheel is not suitable for them. As for me, I let mine on the floor in my room when I'm at home and put it in the cage only when I go to school. Their cages must be large enough for them to move about and stay healthy. You know, some vets say you can't have only 1 guinea pig. I imagine a cage for 2 guinea pigs must be huge.
Speaker C. I think guinea pigs are a great choice for you if you want an animal that displays interesting behaviors that are generally easy to interpret. Guinea pigs have a modest, but functional vocabulary for interacting with each other and their owners. They are capable of asking for food and attention, letting you know that they want to be put back in their homes, which is very convenient for avoiding minor accidents. I love watching my guinea pig a lot. Speaker D.
I think a guinea pig will suit you if you want an animal with a personality. Every guinea pig I've had has had its own preferences, tolerances, and tendencies. Right now, I'm dealing with 2 extremes. Leroy, who actively begs for food and trades toenail clipping sessions for treats, and Blackie, who almost never lets me pet him, let alone pick him up when he's not eating. You see, food and treats can motivate even the least sociable guinea pig to sit still for a back scratching.
Speaker E.
My younger sister has been asking for a pet for ages, and my parents have finally made their minds up to buy a guinea pig. I think it was the right choice for a small kid, as guinea pigs are relatively low maintenance. Kids can easily learn their care and feeding routines and do them with minimal supervision. They are relatively quiet, but will squeak with joy when you appear with a treat in hand. They don't bite, which is also important for my sister.
Speaker F.
I used to think that guinea pigs are the cheapest species ever, as you can easily adopt one for free. I couldn't be more wrong. When I bought a guinea pig, I found out that their huge cages cost a fortune, about $50 or even more. They need a lot of hay, which is certainly not cheap either. You must also feed them with fresh fruit and veggies on a regular basis. Give them some special vitamins and whatnot. Don't forget the vets. They are rare and charge a lot.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
If you ask me, I think guinea pigs are perfect pets. To begin with, they're just cute. They do look adorable. I have never met a person who doesn't find them pretty. Moreover, guinea pigs are very friendly. Normally, they won't bite you unless you scare or hurt them by accident. Well, sometimes they'll nibble on your fingers if you have vegetables in your hand, but it's usually an accident. Finally, they're pretty easy to take care of. Just remember to have two of them.
Speaker B.
In my opinion, guinea pigs are cute, but you should remember that they need a lot of exercise. They need somewhere to walk, as an exercise wheel is not suitable for them. As for me, I let mine on the floor in my room when I'm at home and put it in the cage only when I go to school. Their cages must be large enough for them to move about and stay healthy. You know, some vets say you can't have only one guinea pig. I imagine a cage for two guinea pigs must be huge.
Speaker C. I think guinea pigs are a great choice for you if you want an animal that displays interesting behaviors that are generally easy to interpret. Guinea pigs have a modest but functional vocabulary for interacting with each other and their owners. They are capable of asking for food and attention, letting you know that they want to be put back in their homes, which is very convenient for avoiding minor accidents. I love watching my guinea pig a lot. Speaker D.
I think a guinea pig will suit you if you want an animal with a personality. Every guinea pig I've had has had its own preferences, tolerances, and tendencies. Right now, I'm dealing with two extremes. Leroy, who actively begs for food and trades toenail clipping sessions for treats, and Blackie, who almost never lets me pet him, let alone pick him up when he's not eating. You see, food and treats can motivate even the least sociable guinea pig to sit still for a back scratching.
Speaker E.
My younger sister has been asking for a pet for ages, and my parents have finally made their minds up to buy a guinea pig. I think it was the right choice for a small kid, as guinea pigs are relatively low maintenance. Kids can easily learn their care and feeding routines and do them with minimal supervision. They are relatively quiet, but will squeak with joy when you appear with a treat in hand. They don't bite, which is also important for my sister.
Speaker F.
I used to think that guinea pigs are the cheapest species ever, as you can easily adopt one for free. I couldn't be more wrong. When I bought a guinea pig, I found out that their huge cages cost a fortune, about $50 or even more. They need a lot of hay, which is certainly not cheap either. You must also feed them with fresh fruit and veggies on a regular basis. Give them some special vitamins and whatnot. Don't forget the vets. They are rare and charge a lot.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.